And not letting up, it's not going to be, first off, the sex won't be boring. It's not a situation whereby it's only at night, in the middle of the night, you guys will be having sex. You have sex anywhere, in the kitchen, in the parlor, in the garden, outside, anywhere. Just fuck the nigga like a bitch. I'm sorry for my ill language, but that is how I can express what I'm trying to say.
It's what you're too scared to say or hear. It's that taboo, the hushed tones behind closed doors, the forbidden mutterings under your breath. This is the Uncomfortable Truths podcast with David Dante Frank. Topics from sexuality, lifestyle, and culture with amazing guests. It's the good, it's the bad, and the ugly.
So in this episode, I want to tackle the controversial view on God-fearing sister with a shallow vibes. I know this has been one very controversial topic, especially in the Christian space. But first, before we jump into the episode, if you're enjoying the podcast, please subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating on whatever platform you're listening on, leave a review, and follow the show on Instagram at uncomfortabletruthspodcast_. If you would love to be part of the weekly conversations we hold every Saturday at 6 p.m, then come follow us on Twitter at UTWDpodcast. Also, please do share this episode with someone, as this helps the podcast grow organically. So just discussing this topic alone, there have been major disagreements and not everyone agreed with my perspective and interpretation of things. So as you listen, I implore you to take everything I say with a grain of salt and do not come after me with pitchforks and the likes. I'm open to hearing other perspectives on the subject and my view could change. As of now, these are just my own thoughts. So I know this is one subject that sounds cliche, but at the same time, it's not really talked about because it's used to shame men on wanting two different things and not sticking to one. Also, on the religious side, you wouldn't want your brethren or pastor to look at you in a funny light. But let's be honest with ourselves here. Sex is an integral part of a relationship. There are other key areas that are very important: character, value, principles, teachable spirit, and many others that are key for a relationship to flourish. But the absence of a good and enjoyable sex life with your partner can lead to a lot of problems. In an article from the Guardian newspaper by Muda Rasayo, a sex therapist, she says sex carries 60% blame for the high rates of separation and divorce. I once had a therapy session with a couple, she says, with the man threatening to cheat on the wife if she doesn't up her sex games. And when emotional issues like this come in, problems can abound. I tell couple that their sex lives depend on both parties. It's all about what we both want and how we can reach an agreement. If it takes having a timetable to achieve your aim as a couple, go ahead. And whatever issues you feel you need to sort out, speak about it and seek professional help. Seek therapy, she says, not Kayamata. So, let's be honest with ourselves here. We want a God-fearing woman because we know we want a home built on a godly foundation. Your children being raised in a godly home. Your faith is important to you and you want that to be the guide for which you build a home and your children. It's essential also in helping the relationship between you and your wife thrive. Your business is what we experienced and saw growing up. But nobody wants to take that pious, holy, surreal and calm attitude into the bedroom. Shiba, shiba. You wouldn't want your wife or partner singing, "Bless the Lord, oh my soul," as you pound away between her thighs. There's a different kind of atmosphere to sex, and if you're frankly speaking, it's not a worship atmosphere. There's a different kind of vibe, a different kind of mood, attitude, and perspective that's needed in the bedroom. As men, we want it wild, new, fresh, and innovative. We basically want to explore in various ways, and if we're being honest, the God-fearing woman is not knowledgeable in this regard and can be unwilling to learn. They are sometimes not cooperative, making one sex life boring. They don't know how to touch you, where to touch you, how to move, not intuitive, and lack a mind that wants to explore. It can be bad as she just lying down there and you doing all the work. But what about provocative dressing just for you, you know, being kinky? Different positions, different places, being naughty. I mean, imagine being in public and she's whispering sweet nonsense in your ears. A touch here and there, a caress that's not so noticeable to others. So much so that you can't think anymore and just want to go back home and release all that pent up energy. Oh wait, who says you even have to go back home? How about just putting the backseat of your car and getting it done right there and then? Look, we want the adventures, we want a BJ, you want to go down on her, things that turn you on. It's absent, isn't it? And for some men, it's daunting having to teach the God-fearing woman all this. She no fit tantalize you. She might even question the validity of some things, asking if it's spiritual and if it's not a sin. You want someone who dresses sexy for you the way you would like it. Not because her church has said she should dress like such and such. I mean, is she dressing for you or for them? Is she dating you or them? Is she married to you or them? Bottom line is, when we say Ashewo vibes, we are not referring to a prostitute here. See, an ideal man wants a woman just for him alone. It's a term to say, we want a partner who is able to please you in bed in every imaginable and unimaginable way possible. Harlot is never shy. She knows how to please her customer. She gives him what he wants, knows how to set the mood, the music. She's ready to try it if you are. Your every whim and every desire is met. Tell me what you need, I go deep, deep. When I fall in love, I go deep, deep.
You can copy that like it's easy. You look like you need. Guys love girls who are faithful, who are one man woman, who despite wherever they go to, irrespective of wherever they are, they stick to their man. But then they enjoy themselves to the fullest. Enjoy yourselves to the fullest. And now when you come to bed, as meek as you were outside, as respectful, as regardful as you were outside, you come home, you do the necessary needs, and you fuck the guy like Chris, like a porn star. That is what I know. And not letting up, it's not going to be, first off, the sex won't be boring. It's not a situation whereby it's only at night, in the middle of the night, you guys will be having sex. You have sex anywhere, in the kitchen, in the parlor, in the garden, outside, anywhere. Just fuck the nigga like a bitch. I'm sorry for my ill language, but that is how I can express what I'm trying to say. So you don't have to be boring in bed. Even as a Christian, you don't have to be boring on bed. You don't have to be a one-time thing, only at night, and then when sleeping at night, you just lie down and do nothing. They need that vibe. They need you to fuck them like a porn star. Even though you're cordial outside, even though you're cool outside. Put this pussy right in your face, swipe your nose like a credit card. Hop on top, I wanna ride. I do a giggle, what is inside? Spit in my mouth, look in my eyes. This pussy is wet, come take a dive. Tie me up like I'm surprised. That's role play, I wear disguise. I want you to park that big.
Now that was Nancy sharing her perspective, and it's really interesting to hear that coming from a woman. I felt initially when thinking about this episode that the ladies might be generally offended. So I asked Nancy what she thought without explaining my point of view, and I was really surprised but pleased to hear her thoughts. For me, it meant the narrative had changed and people had really begun to look under the hood. Here's another perspective. Hey guys, we all have businesses we wish to promote online, but the problem is we don't know what to post or even how to do it. For some, managing the business is so time consuming because they are too busy handling other aspects of the business or they have the 9-to-5 schedule. That's where I come in. As a social media manager with experience, I create strategic brand plans that help businesses increase brand visibility, brand awareness, increase engagement, increase brand reach, and at prices tailored specifically to the needs of your business. Reach out to me on Instagram at @davidantefrank if you want to change the course of your business today.
Hi Dante, so this is what I think about when men say they want a godly woman with an Ashewo vibe, which is actually funny though, but yeah. So I think it's an outcry from men that women shouldn't lose their sensuality and sexuality because of godliness. And I think there is a point to that, because sometimes in our spiritual journeys, we feel we need to appear a certain way. We need to project a certain impression to people so that they would see the fruitfulness of our walk with God. But then you can't just project what you're not. You need to be that. And in being, you don't have to be one part of yourself, because even as a child of God, you come with many parts. So you should be able to express those parts, all those parts of
you. However, discretion comes into play because you have to consider why you do certain things that you do. So when you're married, in the Christian culture, it is only allowed for you to relate intimately with a man. So that means that when you eventually get married, as a godly woman, your sensual part and your sexual part shouldn't be suppressed. You should be freely expressive because you are with your spouse, right? But then when you look at the trend the other way around, which is something I have a problem with, is outside the Christian culture, people expect you to be godly and still, you know, give into your sensuality and your sexuality, live out that promiscuous and free life. But you cannot do that if you are a true Christian, because it goes against all the values and principles of Christianity. So it's actually very interesting if you study it, that you can't eat your cake and have it. It's either you walk within the tenets of your Christian beliefs and get what you're supposed to get, or you are outside and then you either get their shallow vibes without the godliness, or you choose to be in the Christian culture, get the godliness, and then see how you can encourage your partner, because these things are social constructs. As women, sometimes we are not taught that we need to be ourselves in marriage. Being sensual and sexual is not a sin and it is not a problem, provided you are being that way with your spouse. I did put her on the cruise, give her grass and booze, or some red wine on the side. You know I got some grapes. She say I'm mango in the drones, yelling and that door slams. Now that was Rita, host of the Girl Unplugged podcast. And we can understand here that the dynamics are changing as she gives two different perspectives. So what Rita is saying is that the term God-fearing with Ashewo vibes exists within the Christian or religious parameters, and this should not be a hindrance for women to express their sexual desires and be sensual within marriage. But wanting a God-fearing lady outside the Christian faith is what she finds an issue with. You can't have that God-fearing woman outside the Christian culture. If you're a man and you're listening to this, tell me you don't want all of that. I double dare you to. Tell me all you want is a spiritual sister and nothing more. You're okay with a boring sex life. You're not so much into exploring. You go no se kojina bastard. Now, while she may not be able to fulfill your every woman desire, there's a place of compromise. But the essence of it all is that she's willing to try to talk. There's a dialogue. She doesn't see what you're saying as abstract or looking at you like some unholy creature. Another thing to note is that sometimes not every woman is knowledgeable sexually, and there are virgins. And in my opinion, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I mean, I had a female friend tell me she's a virgin, but the partner she ends up with just can't be a virgin, or else who's going to teach her all the pleasure she needs to explore? And I'm sure she's laughing and she's hearing me say this. But the point I'm trying to make here is this. Even if your partner is a virgin, or you're both virgins, or don't have much experience, put it simply, you want a partner who is ready to get down and get dirty when it comes to sex. There's an open mind and willingness to explore and reach new heights. Again, this is not the only thing needed to sustain a relationship, but the absence of it carries heavy consequences. I'm sure some of my compatriots will be able to share more light on these, but with these few submissions of mine, there's absolutely nothing wrong with wanting a godly woman with Ashewo vibes, if you catch my drift. The term sounds somewhat brash in the ears of certain persons, believers especially, but when you take a look under the hood, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. Baby, what you wanna do? Shoot your shot, 'cause I'm bulletproof. So one person's thoughts I would like to share with you are that of Supreme Undebisi, even though he sent his own thoughts to me late. But of course, I had time and I was able to merge it into the episode. So I think it's very self-explanatory and I like the direction in which he comes in from. So I wouldn't go further and break it down. I would just let you listen and, you know, get your own ideas and perspective on what he says. So for me, what comes to mind is this, two things actually. Now, one of them is this. I understand the valid thought for a guy thinking that, okay, I want somebody who's born again, but yes, you should be, as you're spiritually relevant, you should also be
physically relevant. You should be able to satisfy, you know, the basic sexual needs. I understand that. You should not be boring in the bedroom. I understand that fear. I understand that worry. It makes some sense. But there's also the side of extremity. So where somebody is expecting that, is expecting porn level kind of sex from a lady. Because now, here's why I mentioned that. We cannot deny that a lot of content that flies around is highly sexually charged. So this has actually affected some of our thoughts, that affected our lives in different ways. You may think it hasn't, but it may have affected in a certain type of way for some people more than others. And when you start hearing stuff like this, for me, this is what comes to mind. It is okay to have like that thought of, say, I hope I'm going to be sexually satisfied, which should not be a basic worry, shall. It should not be like the top of mind worry. But then you also want that, because in the marriage, it's not only Bible study people are going to be doing. You're going to have sex, which is good and fine. However, I feel like it should be curtailed. Yes, there should be sex, but when you are now wanting porn level kind of sex, and you want to drag BDSM in, and you're expecting that the person is also born again to be giving you that, then there's a problem there. Then if the person is now, another thing that comes to mind when I think of this kind of thing is this. Okay, so you want somebody that is born again with a touch of a shower. Have you thought of the other underlying aspects of, you know, a relationship or even married life? Because yes, there's the aspect of morning devotion and Bible study. Then the part that you guys are going to be having sex, but that's not what you're going to be doing all your life. So if the person can only serve in these two aspects and other aspects are not covered, other bases are not covered, then there's also a problem there. You know, so for me, I think these are the basic things that come to mind when I hear that. Yes, on one hand, on the very basic level, it's a thought that would come to a guy's mind that yes, this lady may be moral, but she should be able to satisfy me in the bedroom. Of which you should also ask yourself, can you even satisfy somebody in the bedroom? Now you are born again as you say you are. You know, and the other aspect, how extreme is your kiss? You know, what kind of acrobatics? You want that to be dancing on a pole? You want some crazy stuff that you've probably seen in some crazy videos that you've watched? Then I'm sorry, you have a problem. Please don't get married, or just say what you want and actually go and date a porn star or something. Yeah, that's it. Shit like you lazy. I need you to roll up in that shit like you skating. Baby, you know, hold up, I'm not sure I hate waiting. So I know for the ladies listening to this, they're like, oh, typical men talking about how they want to be pleasured, what about us? I think we're in times where the women are beginning to speak out and no longer remain quiet about their desires. We have long had this ideology that it's the man who has a raging libido, and for the women, not so much. So the focus has always been on the pleasure of men. But women these days also want to be pleasured. They want an adventurous sex life, and above all, they want to have mind-blowing orgasms. Multiple times, I must add, not just once, which they say they don't get from the men. So when we are saying God fearing with Ashawo vibes, I believe this doesn't just apply to women alone, but also to the men. Women are no longer going to cater to a man's sexual needs without having theirs catered for either. If you want sexual pleasure and fulfillment, you're gonna also give the same to me. It goes both ways. Women also want a godly man, but one also who is sexually expressive, is attentive to her own sexual wants and desires, not just his. Now, one final thought to wrap up the episode from Daniel Briggs, host of the Volatile Times podcast.
Hello everyone. Hi Dante. My name is Daniel Briggs Adisa. I am the host of Volatile Times with Daniel podcast. And doing this little short bit to express my opinion on the whole Christian but with Ashawo vibes kind of thing. I think what it belies, like the original desire for those who want a Christian brother, a Christian sister with Ashawo vibes, is I think it's a good desire in a sense, because I think it's about expression, primarily sexual expression in marriage. I remember one time a teenager asked me once, why does it seem like Christian marriages do not have any romance element or any sexual element to them And my own opinion was that the church necessarily didn't teach that Christians could be sexual in a sense. So somehow, over time, Christian sexuality has been stunted. The growth and progress of sex in marriages have been stunted for a long time. So I see Christian brothers and Christian sisters nowadays expressing the desire to have a marriage that is not just fulfilling in a holy sense, but also fulfilling in that sexual aspect, which also is holy in the sense that it is marriage. But then there's now another question to it. Single brothers and sisters, why exactly are we using the term ashawo vibes? Like, I get what it is that you're saying, but honestly, the image of a lady that can shakabosh for like 5-10 hours straight up, wearing very, very revealing clothing, does not merge very well. Not necessarily because Christian sisters are not allowed to look sexy and fine, but at the same time, that description, that I would say that adjectival description, ashawo, doesn't just speak about sexuality, doesn't just speak about somebody who is confident in their sexual expression, but speak about somebody who is very, very liberal to the point of denying modesty. And it's the same thing on the male side. You know, you want a Christian brother who is adherent to the scriptures, who can exclaim scriptures, who can pray very well, who works in the church, you understand, who gives to the cause of the gospel. But at the same time, he posts thirst traps on Twitter, right? You want to see him with six packs, sweating up and down, licking lips up and down inside TikTok video. And we want that to be the image of Christianity. I don't think it merges well. I think the desire to have somebody who will fulfill you sexually in your marriage is really, really great. But at the same time, I think we overemphasize that factor, because I believe that when you get married, even if both of you are virgins, both of you can learn to be really good at sex. Because if you want a brother that can shake the bed when you are married, to be able to shake the bed in that kind of way belies some particular type of experience. So do you want somebody who has been constantly fornicating to become your husband? Same thing on the female side. So it's a very, very confusing concept for me sometimes, because I'm like, where is this coming from? What exactly do we want? Where does the line, like, where should we draw the line in the sand? Again, I say this, I think the original desire for this quest of a Christian with ashawo vibes is that we want to say that Christians are allowed to look sexy, which, yes, I think so too. Christians are allowed to look really, really damn good, really, really freaking fine, like sexy. But at the same time, is it like a modest form of sexy where, sure, you are not trying to hide the fact that God made you a sexual creature, but at the same time, are you engaging in adulterous kind of things? I mean, it's getting confusing, but yeah, basically that's my opinion on it, is that I think what we want is sexual expression in our marriages and in our relationship, to be confident in the fact that God has created us to be sexual beings. And then when we get married to somebody, we don't want that part of ourselves, that part of our union, to be stunted. But at the same time, I'm also questioning, how carnal is that desire? And should we be wary of that desire? Basically, that's my own view on the subject, at least short summary of my view on the subject. Again, my name is Daniel Briggs Adisa, host of Brother Times with Daniel podcast. Thank you so very much, Dante, for allowing me to air my views and opinions on your podcast. I can't wait to listen to the entire episode. Bye-bye.
What an interesting take from Daniel Briggs. So, there seem to be so many angles and perspectives to the term God-fearing with ashawo vibes, not just the one I'm looking at. And this was also pointed out to me in a way by someone after our Twitter space on Saturday night. There are a lot of godly people who tend to show off that godliness in a sense where they, when they are setting people around and situations, but give off a different vibe when they are elsewhere or on a different platform like social media. As we heard from Daniel, his perspective is the fact that the term doesn't merge well with someone who is a Christian, and the God-fearing and ashawo vibes don't mix well together. There's a lot to unpack on this subject, and we would have a live conversation about it this Saturday, April 23rd at 6 p.m. So follow the podcast on Twitter at uncomfortabletruthspodcast_ and turn on the notification bell to stay updated on when that event goes up. I think the aspect of men paying attention to the desires and wants of the female gender is another large topic entirely, one that we would really need to dive into and touch on certain uncomfortable truths that need to be said and heard. But that's another topic for another time and another episode. We will definitely get into what women want and how they want it. Just before we wrap up the episode, I'm in search of a sex therapist, and mind you, one with sexual experience, not just head knowledge. So if you're one, or you know of one, please do have them reach out to me via the podcast social media channels. I'm working on an episode and I would definitely love to have the input of an expert on that subject at hand. But for now, that's all I have for you on the episode. If you found value in it or if you've enjoyed it terribly, do share this episode with someone. Send me your thoughts and experiences on Twitter as UTWDpodcast and on Instagram at uncomfortabletruthspodcast_. Until the next episode, peace. Boost lifestyle.